Hello guys, I hope this audio quality is at least okay, because you can hear, I'm sure you can hear my air conditioner. I will only mildly apologize for that, because outside my window it is 91 degrees with a real feel of 96. For those of you with Celsius, that is 32, but it feels like 35 or 35.5, something like that. So I'm not turning it off. If the quality suffers just a little bit, I think I can live with that, because this is just a chit-chattery sort of thing. This is the Tumblr Accent Challenge. I was sort of requested. Someone sort of requested this of me. So I figured that I'd give it a go. And it's from that same Tumblr post that everybody seems to be reading from, which is fine. And yeah, so I'll go through it. Okay. My name and my username. I'm not going to give my real name. Starts with a G. You can call me G. My username is This Is For Dirty Stuff, because that was the point. Where I'm from New York City. So hey, here's an actual New York accent. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. I think it's like G-P-O-Y. I think it's Gapoy, but it's, what the fuck is it? It's like something picture of yourself. It's a thing that was big on Tumblr a couple years ago. It's dumb. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? It's when you TP a house. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? All of mine are dead. grandpa and grandma. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A cart. It's a cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote. Or a remote control. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Ooh, I was not prepared for this. Okay. Oh, I am going to grab... Oh, there's so many books that I've got. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just going to grab a theory book that I've got. This is of interest to very little. So, you know, I'm going to just go for it. This is from a book called Has the Gay Movement Failed? By Martin Duberman. It's very interesting. And I'm just going to read, I don't want to read a huge paragraph. Okay. Thomas Dotton was another African American who became active in the gay movement. As early as 1966, before Stonewall, Dotton allowed his name to be registered with the Dean of Columbia College as one of the 7 founders of the pioneering Gay Student Homophile League. As he himself put it, I gave myself unconditionally to the cause of gay liberation, and in the process alienated himself from the wider black community. Only gay liberation, he would later write, appeared to offer me freedom as both a black and a faggot. Sorry if anybody's upset by that one. It's in a book, I promise. Do you think you have an accent? I don't until certain people point out certain words to me, and then I hear it. And I'll do those later. A wizard or a vampire? Wizard. I like the sun. Oh, some of these other ones are like silly questions. Do you know anyone on Tumblr in real life? Actually, I do. I totally do. End audio posts by saying any three words you want. Okay, so examples of New York accent, right? We elongate vowels, and I recognize that. I don't think about it until someone else points it out. But so the word coffee. You hear I say it, coffee. It's coffee. It's dog. Things like that. I've tried to do it in other people's sort of accents. It stresses the throat. Kathy. Oh, it sounds awful. But we elongate the ahs and ohs. So, you know, I took a walk. I went to the park. Park is fine. But walk. I took a walk with my dog to get some coffee. So there you go. Those are three words. Three very New York City words. I should listen back to make sure this sounds okay.